This morning I want to talk about Christianity, specifically the essence of Christianity. And it might seem simplistic, but the essence of Christianity is Christ. I think sometimes we forget that. The essence of Messianic Judaism is not Judaism, it's Messiah. I think sometimes we forget that. I say this because there are those who take the focus off of Yeshua and redirect the focus to other things. For example, the prosperity teachers redirect the focus of faith to prosperity, to getting richer, to acquiring more and more material things. That's not Christianity. That's materialism. That is cloaked with a Christian garb. Another example of taking the focus off of Messiah and redirecting it to something else is those who focus their religion and make it into a list of do's and don'ts. For various people, for various groups, the list of do's and don'ts will differ. The list of do's and don'ts becomes more important than Yeshua himself. The focus is no longer Yeshua, it's the list of do's and don'ts. Yeshua is the center of our faith. Yeshua is the proper focus of our faith. He must be the focus of our religion, our thoughts, our devotion, our passion. Yeshua himself, nothing else. This morning I want to help us focus on Yeshua by summarizing the first two chapters of Paul's letter to the congregation in Colossae, the book of Colossians. These first two chapters focus on Yeshua, who Yeshua is, and he is absolutely amazing. And because of all the things Yeshua does, and the things he does are absolutely amazing. Messiah must be our focus and nothing else, because in him, all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or authorities, all things have been created through him, and all things are for him. The rabbi is letting us know that Yeshua is the creator of all things and the one for whom all things have been created. Everything that exists, exists for a purpose. And that purpose is for Messiah. For Messiah's purposes, for Messiah's pleasures, to bring Messiah wealth and honor. Messiah must be our focus because he's the creator of all things and the one for whom all things have been created. Messiah must be our focus because he is the king of a very real and eternal kingdom, a kingdom that is characterized by light, the kingdom of light. Light is a symbol for knowledge, wisdom, truth, victory, happiness, success, life. He is the King of the Kingdom of Light, and those who want to live forever with the King in his glorious Kingdom of Light need to focus on the King and always remaining loyal to the King of that glorious kingdom. Messiah must be our focus because he is the Son of God, the beloved Son of God, loved by his Father, who is the High King of heaven. We are to love what God loves, and what God loves most of all is his beloved Son. Messiah must be our focus because he is the beloved Son of God. Messiah must be the focus of our faith because he is the Messiah, the anointed prophet, priest, and King. He is the Lord. He is the head over every power, every authority, over every angel or archangel, every man, every woman, every Jew, every Gentile, every creature, every force of nature. He is the Messiah, the Lord, the head over every power and authority. Messiah must be our focus because he is the head of his body, his community, his people. United to Messiah, our living head, we are continually supplied with life and strength from Yeshua, our living Lord, our living leader, the head of his community to whom we are connected. Messiah must be our focus because he is the firstborn over all creation. Just as the eldest son has a special place of honor and authority within the family and enjoys special privileges within the family, Messiah is the firstborn over all creation, the special heir among the sons and daughters of God. He is preeminent over everyone and everything and enjoys special honors and privileges. He's the firstborn over all creation, over everyone and everything. Messiah must continually be our focus and no one and nothing else because he is the image of the invisible God. The first person of the Trinity, God the Father, is invisible to us. He is the invisible God. The third person of the Trinity, God the Spirit, is also invisible. But the Son, the second person of the Trinity, is able to make himself visible to us and did make himself visible to us. The Son is the one who is able to reveal the invisible God to human beings. So to see Yeshua is to see the Father. To see Yeshua is to see God, the invisible God. And Yeshua perfectly reveals God to us, enabling us to really know God the way we need to. Messiah must be our focus because he is the image of the invisible God. Messiah must always remain our focus and no one and nothing else because he is the one who is before all things. Yeshua is older than the oldest. He is before the angels. Before Abraham was, he was. Before Moses existed, he existed. Before Buddha, before Muhammad, before the philosophers, before the the scientists, before the psychologists. Yeshua is the Ancient of Days, eternal, supremely wise, supremely venerable. He must remain our focus because he is the one who is before all things. Messiah must always remain our focus because he is the sustainer of all things. In him, all things hold together. Right now, the Son of God is holding together everything that exists, the entire universe and everything in it. The existence of everyone and everything depends on his sustaining power. He must be our focus because he is the sustainer of all things. Messiah must be our focus because he is the one in whom the fullness of God lives in bodily form. The fullness of God did not live in bodily form in Muhammad, in Buddha, or in anyone else. And the Son does not have just a little bit of God living in him. The Son of God has the totality, the completeness, the fullness of the infinite, all-powerful, all-wise, all-loving God living in him. And out of that fullness of God living in him, Messiah can fill us with the fullness of God living in us. Messiah must be our focus because he is the one in whom the fullness of God lives in bodily form. Messiah must be our focus because he is the firstborn from among the dead. He is the first one who overcame death. Only Messiah has conquered our great deadly enemy, death. And only if we remain loyal to him can we overcome death. Messiah must be our focus because he is the reconciler of all things. The world is far from God, not close to God. The world is alienated from the Creator, estranged from God. Yeshua alone, Yeshua only, is able to reconcile the world to God. And being reconciled to God is our greatest need. Yeshua made reconciliation with God possible by shedding his blood on the cross. Yeshua's death enables all of our sins to be completely forgiven. No more spiritual debts. No more spiritual legal indebtedness. No more guilt. No more spiritual blemishes. Free from all accusations. Full pardon. Full atonement. Reconciled to God. Peace with God. Only Yeshua does this. He must be our focus because he is the reconciler of all things. Messiah must be our focus and no one and nothing else because he is the one in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Yeshua is supremely knowledgeable. Yeshua is supremely wise. He's wiser than any of the founders of the world's religions or philosophies. He's wiser than Israel's prophets. He is wiser, far wiser, than any of Israel's rabbis. And the one in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge is able, out of his infinite wisdom and knowledge, give us all the knowledge and wisdom we need for a successful life in this world, followed by eternal life in the world to come. Messiah must remain our focus because he is the one in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Messiah must be our focus because he has disarmed the powers and authorities, triumphing over them by the cross. Yeshua vanquished the dark spiritual powers who are very real, who control humanity, the fallen angels, the demons, not by exerting overwhelming power, but by allowing himself to be arrested, judged, humiliated, beaten, spit upon, whipped, stripped, naked, nailed to a cross. We need to be liberated from these dark, evil powers. Only Yeshua can do that. And he disarmed the powers and authorities by his death on the cross. Yeshua is unique. Yeshua is amazing. Yeshua is so much. Yeshua is so central. Yeshua is so important. We need to understand who Yeshua is. We need to grow in our understanding of Messiah. We need to remain close to Yeshua, connected to Yeshua, drawing life and strength from Yeshua, our living Lord and head and Savior. We need to have Messiah's Spirit living in us and filling us. We need to be centered on Messiah, rooted in Messiah, grounded on Messiah. We need to fix our eyes on Messiah. We need to remain focused on Yeshua. Any other focus is off focus. Any other focus is dangerous and destructive. Patrick, Saint Patrick, was a great Christian. God blessed him. God used him tremendously to establish Christianity in Ireland. I want to read you part of one of Patrick's great prayers, because Patrick was centered on Messiah. Patrick was focused on Messiah. This is part of one of Patrick's prayers. Messiah with me. Messiah before me, Messiah behind me, Messiah in me, Messiah beneath me, Messiah above me, Messiah on my right, Messiah on my left, Messiah when I lie down, Messiah when I sit down, Messiah when I arise, Messiah in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Messiah in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Messiah in every eye that sees me, Messiah in every ear that hears me. Patrick understood the centrality of Messiah. His focus was on Messiah. Patrick understood the essence of Christianity. May God so work in each one of us that our focus, like that of Patrick, is Messiah. Amen.